WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
WRCO FM Richland Center, where the AP News Update at 6 is sponsored by Scott Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan that is fully owned by the individual workers.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Mother Nature is causing problems around the world. A major storm traveling across the U.S. is expected to dump snow and heavy rain on parts of the East Coast this weekend. The Pacific system is moving through the West and the South before moving up the East Coast. Overseas, Finland, Sweden, and Denmark are seeing some fierce winter weather. Snow, gale force winds, power's been knocked out for thousands. Some drivers stuck in their cars for hours on clogged highways. A secret operation in Gaza has rescued the mother and American uncle of a U.S. serviceman.
They're safe now, extracted after months of devastating ground fighting and airstrikes. A U.S. official on condition of anonymity tells the Associated Press the rescue was part of an effort that involved Israel, Egypt, and others coordinating with the U.S. Family members say 44-year-old Zara Skak and her brother-in-law, Farid Zukaik, had been pinned down in a building in Gaza, with little food or water, surrounded by combatants. But Skak's husband is not with her. He was shot earlier in the war and died of his injuries. The State Department estimates some 300 Americans, including relatives, remain in Gaza. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The search is on in New Jersey for the gunman who shot and killed an imam outside his mosque in Newark.
New Jersey officials say Iman Hassan Sharif died after being found with multiple gunshot wounds just outside his mosque in Newark early Wednesday morning. The Attorney General for New Jersey, Matt Platkin, says authorities are still looking for a shooter.
The evidence collected thus far does not indicate that this was an act motivated by bias or an act of domestic terrorism.
It's unclear what led to the violence. I'm Jennifer King.
An Idaho man's accused of stealing an airplane in North Las Vegas and flying it to California. This is AP News. Now to your money and what the Fed's been doing about the economy.
According to the latest Federal Reserve minutes, officials saw inflation cooling but were cautious about the timing of rate cuts. The Federal Reserve's policymakers concluded last month that inflationary pressures were easing and that the job market was cooling. In response, they chose to leave their key interest rate unchanged for the third straight time and signaled that they expect to cut rates three times in 2024. According to the minutes of their December meeting, Fed officials indicated in their own interest rate forecasts that a lower benchmark rate would be appropriate by the end of 2024, given the steady progress towards taming inflation. But they stressed that they should remain vigilant and keep rates high until inflation was clearly moving down sustainably towards their 2% target. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Scott Industries is hiring for manufacturing positions in Muscadet, Wisconsin. Machine operators start at $15 per hour. You may earn $20 per hour or more through incentives. All night shifts receive a $2 per hour night bonus. Work at modern state-of-the-art facilities. Excellent profit-sharing plan, medical and life insurance, paid holidays and vacations. Apply at Scott Industries in Muscadet. Call 739-3171 for an appointment to fill out an application.
An update on sports today is courtesy of the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you.
Richland Hospital was recently recognized with a 5-star rating for patient experience. Patients were surveyed by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services on numerous aspects of their care experience, including how attentive their nurses were, the cleanliness of the facility, and how well they understood what their plan of care would be after they left the hospital. A 5-star rating is the highest score possible. Thank you, Richland area community, for trusting us with your care.
Tyrese Halliburton had 31 points and 12 assists, and the Indiana Pacers pulled away for a 47-point third quarter, beating Milwaukee 142-130 last night for their fifth straight victory and second over the Bucks in 3 days. It was the Pacers improving to 4-1 against the Bucks this season. Elsewhere, Cleveland 140, Washington 101, Atlanta beat Oklahoma City 141-138, New Orleans 117, Minnesota 106, Toronto 116, Memphis 111, Houston 112, Brooklyn 101, New York beat the Bulls 116-100, Dallas 126, Portland 97, the Clippers 131, Phoenix 122, Utah beat Detroit 154-148 in overtime. Miami 110, the Lakers 96, and in two overtimes, Sacramento beat Orlando 138-135. College basketball, Miami was a 95-82 winner against Clemson. And from the NHL, New Jersey 6-3 over Washington. Toronto won an overtime 2-1 over Anaheim as well. Unique Drake scored 24, including the final 9 for St. John's in the Red Storms 57-56 win over number 19 Marquette in women's college basketball. And that's a look at sports on this Thursday morning. And now weather. A few peaks of sunshine today, a high of 31. Northwest winds around 5. Also tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, a low of 20. Mostly cloudy and milder Friday at a high of 35. Friday night cloudy, a low of 24. Saturday 35 with flurries possible during the day. In Richland Center, after an earlier reading today of 31, we're at 28 degrees. Today is Thursday, January 4th.
Montana, how's it been since you got out of Tennessee? How's the weather up there? How's your family? Hey Montana, I'm just down here trying to shake those memories. The time we came so close to making history. Hey Montana, I just called to say I miss you and I hope you're doing fine. I know I'm probably not on yours, but you're steady on my mind. I hope you wrote that book and that thing took off from there to Alabama. And I hope God gives you all you ever wanted while you're up there in Montana. Montana, I keep seeing all your pictures on my phone, but you look happy to be back where you came from. Oh please Montana, in a few months or a few years on down the road, hope you remember me. But even if you don't, still gonna want to call and say I miss you and I hope you're doing fine. I know I'm probably not on yours, but you're steady on my mind. I hope you wrote that book and that thing took off from there to Alabama. And I hope God gives you all you ever wanted while you're up there in Montana. Turns out you ain't where you wanna be. Just know you're always welcome back to
Tennessee, you here with me. Hey, Montana.
Chase Matthew. Hey, Montana. Good morning. It is 10 minutes after 6 o'clock. This is Phil Nee, and it is awesome to be with you today, Thursday, January 4th. Still some mild weather. You know, you read those temperatures from years ago and those record setters and some of the bone-chilling mornings that we've had over the years. We're pretty blessed this year that it hasn't been that way. I always figure that things will average out, so we could be in for a cold snap. I always associated the New Year's holiday with really cold weather. It always seemed like that were the case on the farm, and I remember a few times that Mom and Dad had New Year's Eve plans, but maybe the old 63 Ford Fairlane had other plans on some of those cold days. Dad would be out working to get the car started just to see if they could go out for a few hours. Sometimes the car didn't necessarily agree. And I don't think Mom wanted to ride in the farm truck or on the back of the Farm All M or anything like that. But that would have been too cold. 28 right now at WRCO. This is Dirk Bentley.
Let's blow out these city lights. Let's just leave it all behind. Get up where the air is still. You can hear the whippoorwill. Start a fire, pass the shine. Won't be home till morning time. Shout your name out in the wind. Confess my love for you again. Give you all I got to give. That's how we live up on the ridge. No one care what you do, ain't no law to answer to. Dance around in the dirt, listen to them crickets chirp. Hear old Jake start to howl when he hears that old hoot owl. Give you all I got to give, that's how we live up on the ridge. Won't you come with me tonight, where moonlight drips into your eyes. Yeah, I just want magic's gone. Tall grass all around. Come on, lay that blanket down. Wildflowers just like you. Lay on me like morning dew. Now take my hand, walk with me. Sun come up through them trees. Give you all I got to give. That's how we live up on the ridge. Won't you come with me tonight, where moonlight drips into your eyes. Yeah, I just want
time, or you'll get your heart broke along the way. These
Crystal Gale on WRCO FM 100.9. It is 28 degrees on the Words Floor and Home temperature gauge. The Family Thrift Shop will be closed for the completion of a remodeling project from December 24th until Thursday, January 4th. Donations will be accepted when the shop is open Wednesday through Friday from 9 to 5, Saturdays from 10 until 4. Come and shop locally where the profits from your donations and purchases stay in our community and help support other nonprofit organizations. Thank you for all of your support. From the Family Thrift Shop, located at 120 South Main Street, in downtown Richland Center.
The holidays mean that maple syrup season is right around the corner. Erica and Scott Walter from Driftless Gold are pleased to announce they now have a retail store open and offering a full line of quality CDL maple supplies and equipment. Whether you're a hobbyist, commercial producer, or just thinking about tapping a few trees this year, they have what you need. Call Scott at 606-5049 or feel free to stop by their retail store at 16885 County Highway U. That's between Viola and Reedstown. Store hours are Wednesdays noon to 5, Thursdays and Fridays 8 to 5. The folks at Driftless Gold wish everyone a safe and happy holiday season and will help you make this spring just a little bit sweeter by bringing your maple syrup dreams to life.
A reminder, goat farmers or those who have a use for it can pick up used Christmas trees from Rotary Lights in the Park at Kroska Park. Simply take as many as you need or can use from the pile any time of day or night. We remind you that coming up this weekend, a special birthday celebration will be held for Bernie Cooey Sunday from 1 until 4 in the activity room at Schmidtwoven Hills. Friends and family are invited to help Bernie celebrate his 100th birthday. How about that? Community calendar today, a public service of WRCO.
Looking for the feelings that used to tell me something's wrong. Like all the doubts when love sent shivers down my spine. But all I'm feeling is pure and simply we belong. And what's come over me are chills of another kind. One emotion wrapped around me. One emotion I can hold on to. Wherever it's going is exactly where I want. Things I used to feel. Only love now as everything else just fades away. It's all around us, though you might not see it. It's just as real as the wild horses you would have to drag me away from one emotion.
Got nothing to lose. Now the man right, she can play it all night. She can fiddle off the bottom of his shoes. Oh me, oh my, how she makes that bohem fly. How she hangs that music in the air. Now promenade down to the lonesome sound of a whippoorwill in the night. Sashay back, look at old Mad Jack hugging everything in sight. He said, oh me, oh my, how she makes that hair fly, how she hangs that music in the air. Now Banjo Billy stopped stock still as the notes come a-rolling by, and it filled his ears and eased his fears, and a tear come to his eye. He said, oh me, oh my, how she makes that bow hair fly, how she hangs that music. Now the old string bass, he lost his place, and his arms have felt like steel. And the guitar man dropped both his hands, and he swore it was not real. He said, oh me, oh my, how she makes that bow hair fly, how she hangs that crystal in the air. Golden strings sings on eagle's wings to the calling of the squares. And as fiddle tunes, and as fiddle tunes, but Virginia splitting hairs.
Whoa, me, whoa, my, how she makes that bowhead fly, how she hangs that music in the air.
Now she casts a spell no tongue can tell, no prophet can reveal. And quiet as death, hold your breath, she played Virginia's reel.
Oh me, oh my, how she makes that bowhead fly, how she hangs that music in the air. And it's oh me, oh my, how she makes that bowhead fly, how she hangs that crystal in the air.
Guy Clark on WRCL. Good morning. News, weather, and sports coming up just a little bit from now. And more regular features along the way. Some trivia, too. A chance for you to win here from the big program later. This is John Connolly on FM 100.9.
I can remember us cruising through town in your daddy's car with the top pulled down, looking so cool. We came from different sides of the track, but we still held hands out back of the old school. We spent all our time together, laughing and having fun. We swore that we'd love forever, 'cause that was the way things were done at the old. We both made it to our graduation. You chose a college, I chose a vocation, driving 18 wheels. I became a part of your past. You went and married some guy in your class. He was a big deal. Your picture was in all the papers. You made such a lovely bride. They said you were going places, but me, I just went for a ride down by the old school.
Ask my wife if we could have one dance for the old times. We're slow dancing across the old gym floor. You whisper it could be just like before. Call me sometime. You ask if I understand you. Well, yes, I'm afraid I do. You say everybody does it, but I don't care if they do. I'm from the old school.
Thank you.
old John Conley, always a welcome guest on our morning get-together with WRCO. Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists are experts in complete collision repair, paint matching, and restoration. Call 375-4434. Your hometown A&W serves juicy burgers, melty curds, and root beer floats. The double cheeseburger combo is only $7.99. Enjoy the place and the taste that will bring you back. The Paisley Star Quilt Shop and Country Depot has all of your quilting gifts and decor. Be sure to like the Paisley Star, Highway 61, on Facebook. And Boscobel Lumber is your small-town yard where service matters, from new construction to remodeling. Let Boscobel Lumber help you with free estimates.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is 28 degrees. News Time is sponsored by Court & Main Furniture & Mattress, helping you create the home you can't wait to come home to. High temperatures will range into the low 30s for today with a few peaks of sunshine, a low of 20 tonight, and 35 for tomorrow. Again, right now, after an earlier reading of 31, it's 28 degrees.
Where can you find quality furniture and excellent service? Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture & Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture & Mattress Outlet offers the brand name furnishings you want, including Ashley. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture & Mattress and Outlet offers good, better, and best. If you don't find what you love in the store, we can order for you. Financing is available to qualified buyers. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture & Mattress Outlet, two locations in downtown Richland Center.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee. Here is what you need to know. Bomb threats were made to numerous state capitals on Wednesday, including in Wisconsin. The state capital in Madison was one of many across the nation targeted in a mass bomb threat hoax. There were reports of at least 23 state capitals receiving a generic email related to bomb threats. A Wisconsin Department of Administration spokesperson said additional measures were taken to ensure the safety of the capital and those working inside. State Capitol Police work with law enforcement partners, including federal agencies. While some capitals were evacuated, there were no reports of any substantiated threats at any location. Rulings from a Dane County area could be meaning more or fewer absentee ballots being rejected. Judge Ryan Nilsestoon ruled this week that clerks cannot reject ballots lacking certain witness information, such as zip codes or municipalities. The rulings stem from separate lawsuits by the League of Women Voters and youth voter activist group RISE. Nilsestoon agreed with RISE's argument that a witness address is complete if it provides enough information to reasonably discern where the witness may be communicated with. He rejected arguments for a more restrictive definition from the Elections Commission and Republican lawmakers, noting state statute doesn't explicitly define an address for absentee balloting. Wisconsin Democrats will see only one candidate's name on their presidential primary ballot. President Joe Biden will be the only Democrat in the April 2nd primary. Congressman Dean Phillips of Minnesota is an announced Democratic candidate, but Democratic Party of Wisconsin Chair Ben Wickler only proposed Biden's name at Tuesday's meeting of the state's Presidential Preference Selection Committee. Wickler noted in a statement that the state party has endorsed Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris for re-election. The names, which on the Republican side include former President Donald Trump, are now with the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Candidates have until January 30th to confirm their ballot status or indicate that they do not intend to run. A message to ATV-UTV operators from Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources: don't ride where you're not wanted this winter. DNR Warden Jake Holzclaw says that means staying off designated snowmobile trails. Many snowmobile trails run through private property, and off-road vehicles may not be allowed. Some trails also cross bodies of water like swamps and ponds, which are not frozen yet. Holzclaw also urges riders to wear helmets and use all safety equipment, including seat belts. There will be one race in Richland County for the board seat to represent District 8. Incumbent Gary Manning is being challenged by Cheryl Dahl. Incumbents Steve Carroll, Marty Brewer, Richard McKee, Kenny Renish, and Ingrid Glassbrenner, David Turk, Chad Cosgrove, Bob Frank, Kerry Severson, Steve Williamson, Mark Cooey, Julie Fleming, and Daniel McGuire in Districts 1, 3, 5, 6, 10, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, and 21, respectively, will all appear on the ballot. Mary Miller in District 2 is running to maintain the seat she was appointed to following the resignation of Sean Murphy Lopez. Newcomers also include Sandra Kramer in District 4 and Michelle Harwick in District 11. Districts 7, 9, 12, and 20 remain open. Vernon County is seeking residents interested in serving on the newly formed Planning Committee. Members will serve two-year terms and will be responsible for facilitating the public participation plan as a part of the comprehensive plan process. The committee will develop the county's comprehensive plan and make a recommendation for approval to the county board. The committee will recommend amendments to the comprehensive plan as necessary. The committee will be composed of four county board supervisors and three community members appointed by the county board chair. Interested residents should send a letter of interest to County Administrative Coordinator Cassandra Hanen at cassandra.hanen@vernoncounty.org or by mail to 400 Courthouse Square, Suite 108, Viroqua, Wisconsin, 54665. Letters of interest should be submitted no later than January 19, 2024. Organizers have officially canceled the 2024 John Bear Grease Sled Dog Marathon. During an unseasonably warm winter featuring a distinct lack of typical snowfall, the organizers were forced to admit that the weather would not be cooperating enough to host the 40th edition of the race from Duluth to Grand Portage. The race was postponed until January 26, 2025. Organizers for the event say despite it being a difficult decision, the current conditions would not be safe for the dogs, the mushers, or the volunteers. Wisconsin wineries can now stay open until 2 in the morning instead of 9 at night. That's thanks to a new state law that was passed last year and took effect on New Year's Day. Wineries now plan to offer more live entertainment and private parties. And if you're looking to lose a few pounds over 2024, you should be realistic with your goals and consult a doctor. Gunderson Health dietitian Rebecca Kripe says every patient looking to lose weight is coming to the table with different factors.
It's somebody's genetics. It's somebody's other health issues. It's our environment. It's the lack of support. It's the readiness to change. There's so many little areas. So seek the help to individually see what's going to fit for you and seek that support to help.
Kripe says you should also expect any lasting weight loss to take several months as you ease into healthier habits. She says that's the best way to ensure you're meeting your goals into the future.
Make a career choice you can be proud of. Join the legacy at Pine Valley Community Village, serving with pride for 140 years, where you and your contribution truly matter. Enjoy exceptional benefits as a full or part-time Pine Valley employee, health, dental, and life insurance, plus holiday, vacation, and sick pay. And don't forget the fun, potlucks, dress-up days, prizes, games, and more. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Today, clouds will mix with sunshine and a high of 31 expected. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight, a low of 20, and mostly cloudy and milder Friday with a high of 35. Saturday, 35 with a little bit light snow and could be steadier at night. Peaks of sunshine Sunday and 35. Yesterday, we had 36 degrees here at the studios. It was 31 at midnight, and right now we're at our overnight low, which is 28 degrees.
Save extra now during the half price sale of Mr. G's Shoes and Clothes in Richland Center and Viroqua. Buy any item at the regular or sale price and get a second item of equal value or less for half price.
Yes, you heard it. Half price.
Special orders and layaways not included. The half price sale in Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing, Richland Center and Viroqua. But hurry, this fantastic sale ends this Sunday.
Choose Mr. G's.
Sports Time is sponsored by Simon's Recreation Complex. Dive into greater community and healthier living, and by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Coming up, a look at the high school schedule for tonight. The Bucks were again pounced on by the Indiana Pacers, second game in a row. We'll have details in just a moment.
Kubota has the industry-leading VX Series subcompact tractor. Hi, this is Rick from the Homesteader Store. VX Tractor is a real tractor in a small package. It is diesel-powered, four-wheel drive, hydrostatic transmission, power steering, allowing a novice to operate it like a pro. It can have a loader, mower, backhoe, and three-point attachments. Kubota has various rebates and great long-term financing. See the full line of Kubota products at the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East, or at homesteaderstore.com.
On tonight's area girls basketball schedule, games include Royal at Wunniwak Center, Hillsboro at Cashton, Brookwood at Nisida, New Lisbon at Bangor, Westby at Viroqua. That's boys basketball. Cooley Christian is at DeSoto as well, Reedsburg at McFarland, Baraboo at Edgewood, Weston is at Wisconsin Heights, and Seneca at Boscobel. And now the girls basketball schedule, Highland at River Ridge, Benton at Scholesburg, and Judah at Broadhead, Wautoma at Wisconsin Dells, Mauston at Adams Friendship. Again, Cooley Christian Providence at DeSoto in a doubleheader this evening. Westby at GET. Also in the SWAL, girls basketball games include Riverdale at Iowa Grant, Boscobel at Cuba City, and Southwestern at Mineral Point. In the Southwest Conference, Platteville travels to River Valley. It's also Prairie du Chien at Lancaster. Dodgeville will be at Richland Center. The Hornets trying to get better. Coach Alec Adsett says they're showing signs.
We're working on getting the girls to, you know, always be looking for their shot, you know, always have that attack mentality versus, you know, just trying to run the offense and look for one option in the offense. We're trying to get them to play more basketball first, use the offense as kind of a good rule of thumb, like spacing wise, and so that's probably our biggest struggle, but I'd say we're getting better.
Dodgeville Richland Center girls basketball on the radio this evening. On the state of Wisconsin scene, the Indiana Pacers put 47 points on the board in a high-scoring third period on the way to a 142-130 win over the Bucks. That gave Indy a sweep of the home-and-home series. The two teams have played five times in the last almost 8 weeks and won't meet again during the regular season. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 26 points and 11 rebounds in the loss. Damian Lillard added 23 with five rebounds.
We had a pretty solid second quarter, went into the half with a lead, and I think we just tried to, it seemed like we came out in a management type mode. Knowing that they're a fast-paced team, they played even faster at home, just they got right to it, and I think they just jumped on top of us and took control of the game in the quarter. And you know, once you let a team that can fill it up and can really get going and that plays at that pace, once you let them start feeling good, you know, they can go on runs.
There's not too much time to wallow in the loss. The Bucks return to action tonight against Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs on the road. Tough matchup for the Bucks. Elsewhere last night, Cleveland 140 and Washington 101, Atlanta 141, Oklahoma City 138, New Orleans 117, Minnesota 106, Toronto 116, Memphis 111, Houston beat Brooklyn 112-101, New York over Chicago 116-100, Dallas got the win against Portland 126-97, Clippers 131, Phoenix 122. In overtime, Utah was a winner against Detroit, 154-148. Miami beat the Lakers, 110-96. And in two overtimes, Sacramento, 138, and Orlando, 135. No Packers have been named to the rosters for this year's Pro Bowl. The team does have five alternates. Edge rusher Rashawn Gary is a first alternate at outside linebacker. He has 9 sacks this season. Green Bay's other alternates for the game are cornerback Jair Alexander, defensive lineman Kenny Clark, offensive lineman Elton Jenkins, and return specialist Keyshawn Nixon. Speaking of Jair Alexander, he said Wednesday he's very grateful to be a part of the Packers, and he won't repeat athlete the conduct that led the team to suspend him for one game. The 26-year-old cornerback also said he wants to remain with the Packers beyond this season. Alexander was hopeful the conversations he had with team officials in the wake of the suspension should improve that relationship. Alexander has been dealing with a shoulder injury for the past 2 months, but was a full participant in Wednesday's practice. The Brewers obtained left-handed pitcher Brian Hudson in a trade with the Los Angeles Dodgers. Milwaukee sends 18-year-old prospect Justin Chambers west. Hudson made his major league debut last season, throwing just under 9 mostly ineffective innings. He was bounced off the Dodgers' 40-man roster as they were making room for their high-dollar free agent pitcher Yoshinobu Yamamoto. Well, the return of the 6'4" forward Sarah Williams to the lineup is a big boost for the Badger women's volleyball team. The Badgers will host Nebraska tonight. I'm Phil Nee with sports.
What do you get with a membership to Simon's Recreation Complex? Warm indoor pool, relaxing hot tub, steamy sauna, racquetball, exercise classes, exercise equipment, strength equipment, and lots of help from new friends. Hello. This is Tracy at Simon's Recreation Complex. Exercise when it works best for you. Simon's Recreation Complex exercise rooms are available to members 24/7 with a keyless entry device. Would you like to learn how to swim or learn how to swim better? We are offering classes or private lessons for adults and children. Call today, 647-8522. Visit in person or visit us online at simonsrec.com. Let Simon's Recreation Complex and Richland Center be your partner in change. Remember, you provide the commitment to fitness, and we have the means to make it happen.
long-lost, forgotten track from Vilas Craig, re-released and remastered in 2023. Oh, Barbara. 28 degrees here in Richland Center. Phil Nee with you on a Thursday, the 4th of January. We have noticed Henry Bray walking this way, so he'll be in with us a little bit later on today, and a few things to tell you about along the way, including more high school sports tonight, and getting into lots of events going on the weekends, including getting into some more wrestling tournament action on Saturdays. So, yeah, we really hit the ground running now as we get into the postseason, a postseason of past Christmas. And, knock on wood, we haven't had any mornings where we said delays, hour delays, or school canceled or anything like that. As they look ahead at that forecast now, Tony's kind of thinking the bulk of that major storm, which is headed this way, will head a little bit to the south or east of us, kind of Milwaukee, Chicago area by Tuesday. But we could be kind of on the northern fringes of that. Could be in line for a little bit of snow, but not as much as they originally thought. But hey, it's still a ways off. That's Tuesday. This is Thursday. Here's Scotty McCreary.
I've sent a dozen texts and I ain't heard jack. I guess she's busy playing hard to get back. So I bought roses and her favorite wine, thinking we'd be making up in no time. But I'm parked out here on her street. Looks like the joke's on me. Sitting here, I can't believe what I just saw. Couple shadows kissing on her bedroom wall. It's looking like my plan didn't work out at all. Our break turned into broke up. So now I'm finding out how a heartbreak tastes. Yeah, I thought about taking it back to the store, 'cause it's the nicest bottle that I ever paid for. But then again, if I had that money back, I'd just find a bar and go run up a tab. I could go for a whiskey, I could go for a beer, but hell, I'm already here. Sitting here, I can't believe what I just saw. Couple shadows kissing on her bedroom wall. It's looking like my plan didn't work out at all. Our break turned into broke up.
Scotty McCreary on FM 100.9 WRCO at 6 minutes before 7.
Just in time for the holidays, the Richland County Historical Society has prepared a 2024 calendar with vintage pictures of one-room schools. Schools of Richland County by Steve Fogel appeared in the Republican Observer during the years 1952-1953. These are pictures of rural schools when he printed the histories of each in the paper, and those histories are available in the Richland County History Room of the Brewer Library. There are 46 total schools and 4 schools per month, with additional graded schools in the Richland County area included in this collector calendar. Printed by Hennig Printing with a laminated cover and bound with those collector calendars, they're available from any board of directors of the Richland County Historical Society for just $6 as a donation from the general public. Historical Society members, you can obtain the 2024 calendar for just $4 as a donation. Get yours as soon as possible. Schools of Richland County, a 2024 calendar from the Richland County Historical Society. Look us up on the web, Richland County Historical Society.weebly.com.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts has a wonderful selection of cemetery memorials in their sympathy room. Choose from beautiful silk or real flower arrangements, chimes, angels, crosses, and stone ornaments with meaningful tributes on them. Added Touch has a wonderful display of fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, and more. Ashley and the Added Touch team is your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or find them on the web at addedtouchfloral.com and like them on Facebook.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 31 with a few peaks of sunshine and a high of 20. That is a high 31, so not a lot warmer than right now, which we're at 28 degrees. We get some sunshine, we'll be hooping it up and jumping around like we had good sense today. Woohoo! The sun! It'll be the first time in 2024 if we get any amount of sun there. This is Lady A on FM 100.9.
A pair of boots and your Converse shoes kicked off by the front door. Sipping cheap tequila on the front porch. I'm in love with the history of you and me. How we used to be the king and queen of this small town, young and wild. Something from the 90s on the dashboard dial. But oh, a memory ain't enough. 'Cause
Lady A on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, where our update on the news is next. It's sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center in Boscobel. Local people serving you with the good stuff. Jones Chevrolet, Chevy, find new roads. And Southwest Tech in Fenimore, this is where you belong. After the early reading of 31 this morning, it is 28 degrees at 7 o'clock.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs.